Welcome back, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue the Pele Yoitz, Shir number 36. We're finishing up with Avas Ish V'Isha, the relationship a husband and wife are supposed to have to focus on bringing the Shekhinah down into their house. That is the goal. That is the ultimate goal. Focus on bringing the Shekhinah down into your house. As we had mentioned, Chazal tell us, Miyam Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salomai, from the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, Rotzo Lodur B'Tachtoinim, he wants to live down here with us. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And how can we enable that to happen? By being Mevater. What does being Mevater mean?
Give in.
Being Mevater. Give in. Okay. In life, whether it's with a spouse, whether it's with someone else, you're driving, always try to be mevater. Let the other person go first. Let the other person have it, whatever it might be. Try to be mevater. And we'll take the words of Hillel, Ma'adalech soni l'chaverech lo yisovit. What you don't like, don't do to your friend. Daf lamed aleph in Shabbos. Loi, lamed aleph is loi. You don't like something, don't do it to your friend either. He concludes over here, the Pele Yoitz, and tells us, we mentioned before the Pesach break, a tragic story, the Gemara Ksuba Samech Bezon Beis, about a husband who got too busy in his learning. There's such a concept. He got too busy with his learning. And he didn't come home on time. And his wife, because of the pain he caused her, indirectly, because he was late and she was nervous, where is he? She shed a tear, a few tears, because of him. Unfortunately, the floor caved in and he never made it home ever. And he tells us from this, we have to see the importance of being careful not to cause tears and pain to our spouses. Kim levakish rachem aleihen. But rather, to daven to Hashem for mercy, daven to Hashem for protection, down for Hashem, to Hashem, for their protection. And he concludes here, Leman tiyet shchino shruya b'neim b'yoyis sholem ba'alayhem. And the purpose, the goal, like we said in the beginning, is in order that the shchina, Hashem's presence, in other words, you come into your house, and when you go into your house, realize, Shavisi Hashem l'negisam, I'm standing in front of Hashem right now. Hashem is in my house. Hashem's in my house. You have the Shekhinah in your house. How do you have the Shekhinah house? Because there's Shalom Bayis in the house. That's the attitude, that's the mindset. And if you're saying there is no Shalom Bayis, okay, so we have to work on it more. We have to work on it more. We have to know what the goal is. The last few points he discusses before he turns to Avas Loim Dei Torah, the love that we have to have for those who learn Torah, is the importance of giving kavod to one's in-laws. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, but not just to the mother-in-law and father-in-law, but to the children of the mother-in-law and father-in-law. Because if you give kavod to your brother-in-law, to your sister-in-law, and your in-laws see how you respect their children, so by definition, that will also bring them to a happier state, bring ava, va'achva, as we say in the bracha of Shabrach, of Shalom v'Reyus, and peace and happiness amongst each other. And all of this, he says again, whenever he is looking to honor her side of the family, and she is looking to honor his side of the family, this brings nachas ruach to each other, and in essence, that brings Hashem down to their house. This is a very important point. We want to not just have shalom with our spouses, we want to have peace with our in-laws. You know, in the Goyisha Welt, the norm is to degrade and to make fun of the mother-in-law and the father-in-law. That's the norm, right? The Goyish Shevelt, that's what it is. We have to make sure that we're we're mavdil ben kodesh l'chol, like we say in Avdallah, and we don't bring that tarfus into our house. A father-in-law, a mother-in-law, you stand just like you stand for a parent, mother and the father, you stand for a father-in-law, you stand for a mother-in-law. You give them kavod. And the learning that a son-in-law does, it goes for his father-in-law as well. It's a tarfus. The same way, you're not going to bring... I remember when I was a little kid, I went to a friend's house for Shabbos Suda, and they had these like containers, you could put on a bottle of orange juice, like a, you know, square bottles like we have today, and he accidentally, it was put on the milk bottle. And he accidentally, you know, he's bringing out the chalent and then the chicken and the deli, and all of a sudden, I'm looking, I'm like, why is he bringing milk on the table? And I was just looking at him thinking, this is very strange. Like, yeah. All of a sudden, the father sees the milk on. He flipped. He wasn't screaming at. He wasn't what's going on over here? Milk on the table? It's a Shabbos table. Fleishik, smell. He couldn't believe it. What's the milk? It's, you know, who puts milk on the it was a mistake. The handle was put in the wrong container. So my friend accidentally brought out the milk instead of the orange juice. That's how it got there. So of course, it could quickly take off the table. There are deus koizvois. There are mindsets that are treif. We don't bring these mindsets, these attitudes of negativity with the mother-in-law and father-in-law. You don't bring that to the family. You don't bring that to a Jewish house. And the last piece, Zehirus Leisha, Mikalas Das in Mishpachas Bailo. The last piece the Pelioi talks about is the importance of proper tznius of the daughter-in-law in their father-in-law's house, of the daughter-in-law with her brothers-in-law. The proper tznius that should have, sometimes things become too lightheaded, sometimes things become too inappropriate. Avan is harim, but those who are careful, because after he discusses before these words I'm about to read now, discusses the tragedies of Rahman Latslan Layleinu. God forbid that can happen. If the daughter-in-law is not tsanua, is not modest in the house of her in-laws. But he says, Avan is harim zoichim lezera anoshim ksherim kdoshim. But those who are careful to behave in the proper kol kavod bas melech pnima, with tznius and proper respect to her in-laws, they merit to have children and generations of children who are ksherim and kedoshim, v'yagiyu liyois yeshishim, smechim, v'sosim, which all merit to have the proper tznius, to give the proper kavod to the in-laws, parents-in-laws, brothers-in-laws, sisters-in-laws, with the ultimate goal, of course, to the spouses, that Hashem's presence should dwell in our homes because we have peace in our tents.